heaven is the light for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
But give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
What do you got in the basket?
I brought you lunch.
Oh, now that's nice of you.
Such a beautiful day. I thought it would be nice to have a picnic by the stream and dangle our feet in the water.
Yes, it is a nice idea, but we don't have a stream.
Well, that's all right. I didn't bring a towel anyway.
Well, why don't we eat over to this tree here?
Oh, that would be nice.
What are you doing here?
Standing in for Stuffy.
Who?
The Scarecrow. He went up to Pixley for lunch.
Would you like to join our picnic?
No. Stuffy's bringing me back a hamburger.
Yeah. Come on, let's go. Hey, this all right?
Fine.
I'm starved.
Here we are.
Ooh, lace tablecloth, huh?
Nothing is too good for you.
Uh-huh. Gold plates.
You deserve the best.
Isn't that our best silver? Flowers. Oh, why, now, who ever heard of flowers?
Do you have a match?
Match. Is this a special occasion? This isn't our anniversary, is it?
No, it's just a simple picnic. And this here is the music.
Oh, good, good. Now, what do we got to eat?
Nothing.
What?
Well, there was no room in the basket.
What did you bring all this junk for? Why didn't you bring some food?
Well, I had a choice to make, and I made it.
Well, you made the wrong choice.
How do you know? You haven't eaten yet.
Oh, my...
Mind if I have lunch with you kids?
What do you got there?
The hamburger stuff he brought back.
How could he bring back a hamburger?
You forgot the ketchup. Boy, sometimes I think he's got sawdust in his head.
Well, if you don't want it, I'll...
No. As long as he brought it, I don't want to hurt his feelings. I'll go eat with him.
The next time you have a picnic, bring some food.
Well, if you're hungry, I turn on the radio.
What good will that do?
Maybe you hear something good to eat.
I don't want to hear food.
Hello, kiddies. This is your Uncle Make-Believe. Today, we're going to make believe we're on an elegant picnic. Imagine you're sitting under a tree with a lace tablecloth spread on the ground, gold plates, real silverware, flowers and candles, and right in the middle of the tablecloth is a huge bowl of crunchy potato chips.
I don't see any potato chips.
And now, kiddies, let's all crunch our potato chips to the tune of the Blue Danube. Just a moment. Some of my little nieces and nephews are not crunching.
I haven't got anything to crunch with, you stupid uncle.
That was one of my favorite waltzes.
Who's crunching? Oh, Mr. Kimball.
Oh, hi, Mr. Douglas. Mrs. Douglas.
Have you got any more of those?
No, this is the last one. I would have offered you one, but I see you've already eaten. And quite stylishly, I might add.
We haven't eaten.
Oh, well, don't let me stop you. You think that was one?
One what?
Well, you see, Mr. Douglas, there goes one. No, I've just a spot on my glasses.
You're not wearing glasses.
Hey, that's right. Maybe that was one.
Was that one?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it looked like... What are we looking for?
Flying saucers.
You are nuts.
Oh, You sound a little skeptical, Mr. Douglas.
Well, not a little skeptical. You're pretty nasty.
Well, I'm sorry, but flying saucers...
Don't you believe in them?
Don't tell me you do.
What? We're living in a different age than we used to.
That's right.
It may be right, but what does it mean?
Well, there are a lot of things that happened 10 years ago which you still can't explain today.
And you're the best example of that that I know.
It wasn't very...
There's been 3 saucer sightings in these parts in the last month.
Well, actually, there were only 2. One was a flying shoebox sighting.
A shoebox?
Well, it was shaped like a shoebox, only bigger. It was oblong, had a lot of windows, and there were about 50 people inside. Turned out to be a low-flying bus. Then there was this unexplained incident that happened in...
Bye.
Oh, sorry you have to go.
Not me, you.
Oh, yes, I guess I do. Well, if you see any more flying saucered, I'd contact the sheriff's office.
I will. Of all the...
You don't believe in them?
No, I don't.
Well, then would you please tell me what Ab saw?
How do I know what Ab saw?
Well, then let him tell you. Ab!
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, would you please tell Mr. Douglas what you saw last week?
I saw him in Pixley talking to this red-headed bee girl.
Not what I meant. But let's hear about that anyway.
Oh, she wasn't a real bee girl. She raises bees. This is Fenton. I thought it'd be nice to have some bees in case we wanted some honey.
I bet you did.
What's this got to do with flying saucers?
Oh, did you see one too?
No.
I did.
That figures.
It was about 11 o'clock at night, and I was getting ready for bed when this saucer buzzed the barn.
Really? And what did you do?
I pulled down my shade. I'm shy.
All right, lunch is over. Go back to your weeding. You pack up your mobile Waldorf, and you go get me a hamburger.
So long. Don't forget when you get to Hooterville to make a right turn. And drive carefully.
Who's that?
Who's what?
And drop in anytime. I'll be glad to see you. Bye.
That's Eb. Who can he be talking to at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Bye. So long.
Eb?
Oh, hi, Mr. Douglas.
Would you mind telling me who you're talking to?
Oh, just the people in the flying saucer. Did you see it?
Sure. Oh, yeah. It was round and silver and had 2 little green men in it.
That's the one.
You're walking in your sleep. Now go to bed.
But, Mr.
Good night.
Dingleberries.
What?
That's what they said when they took off. I think it means good night.
Well, dingleberries to you, and don't wake us up again.
What's the matter with Ab?
Oh, he was seeing a couple of friends of his off to Mars or some such place.
I hope they have a good trip.
Yeah. Good night.
Good night.
Are you sure you left it here? Maybe it's under the front seat. Don't worry about it. I'll look for it in the morning, and if I find it, I'll keep it for you. Bye.
Eb, I thought I told you...
Oh, they came back. One of the saucer people lost his pleurtus.
He was pretty upset.
Well, I can understand that. I'd be pretty upset myself if I lost my pleurtus. Now, will you go to bed and stop this nonsense?
All right. See you in the Cleagan.
Don't count on it. You must have been dreaming.
No, sir. It was a real flying saucer.
What did it look like?
Well, like this. Except it didn't have syrup on it. It circled the barn. Then it dropped straight down.
How did that happen?
Ev dropped a flying saucer on your plate.
The saucer was a lot lighter than the hotcake. It didn't break anything when it came down.
Here's a real UFO. Unidentified food object.
Just for that, no more hotcakes.
You do love me.
The 2 fellas in the spaceship were shaped something like this.
You mean there were 2 fellas in it?
Yes, ma'am. Although I think one of them was a girl, because the other feller kept kissing her.
Kissing her?
He held the hatch open for her, too. He was a perfect gentleman. Except I think he was a girl. Yeah, he had the hair ribbon.
What did she look like?
Well, she had a cute little green face, and she was wearing a purple dress.
And they came from outer space.
They must have been, because no woman on Earth would wear a purple dress with a green face.
Look, I've had enough flying saucer nonsense.
They didn't call it a saucer. They called it a glipper.
A glipper?
Driggis. I guess that means yes, because every time the feller in the purple dress said something to the girl, she'd nod her head and say driggis. Except once, when she slapped his face and said glowant.
What do you think he said to her?
Well, I think he...
Yeah. You gotta stop eating these things. I think they're affecting your brain.
I don't know about my brain, but they sure aren't doing my stomach any good.
Em, are you through insulting Mrs. Douglas's cooking?
Yes, sir.
Then would you mind getting to work? I've got to go into Drucker's.
I'd better go with you. Mr. Drucker will probably want to get out an extra on my siding.
May I give you a piece of friendly advice? You know, it's all right to tell the two of us about your wild hallucinations. But if this gets into print, it's going to confirm what a lot of people have always thought. You're a dingbat.
Newt, the reason you didn't get a paper this week is because I didn't print one. Okay, I'll give you a 3-cent refund on your subscription.
Mr. Drucker, why didn't you print a paper this week?
Well, it just wasn't any news worth printing.
Well, there must have been something going on in the world.
In the world, yeah. In Hooterville, no. Who wants to read about Selma Plout pouring for the women's club? I've been running her pouring for the last 40 years.
Well, I suppose that the...
The only time it was news is the time she spilled the hot tea in the governor's lap. That was the year we lost our road appropriation.
What about the flying saucers?
Well, with all due respect, Mrs. Douglas, I ain't cluttering up the World Guardian with a lot of crackpot reports of sightings. Now, if somebody really saw one...
Ab did.
Lisa.
He saw a flying saucer?
No, it was a glipper.
What's a glipper?
That's for the two green men.
Lisa, don't you want to order something?
Yes, I need some.
What two green men?
The ones that Ab said he saw in the glipper. The saucer.
He actually saw them?
Driggers. Which means yes.
It doesn't mean anything. It's just some double talk word that Ab made up.
I suppose he made up flirtus, too.
What's a flirtus?
That's what they came back for.
You mean they were there twice?
Yes. They always come back in the middle of burvis, which means night. I figured it out by myself, because when they left, they said dingle burvis, which means good night. Now, if you take the dingle off, that leaves you with a burvis. It's not an easy language to understand.
Neither is the one you're talking.
This sounds like the real thing. I better go have a talk with him.
Wait a minute. What about our water?
Well, you just help yourself to anything you need.
Oh. Now you've done it. The story is going to get all over town. Local boy sees flying saucer. Talks with green couple from outer space. According to Ebb, the spaceship, or glipper, as the fellow with the open-toed shoes called it, came from an unknown planet. The two creatures appeared to be very friendly, especially to each other. I hope they come back, Ebb told this reporter. They were both very frangin.
Nice.
Ebb, why did you give all this drivel?
My picture's on the inside.
That's you.
It's the only black and white picture I had. All the rest are in color.
Can I come in?
You're in.
Is Ebb around?
Right here.
Is that you? This picture don't do you justice. You sure do need an agent. Sign here.
Just a second. What does he need an agent for?
Every celebrity needs one.
Ebb is not a celebrity.
Let my agent talk.
Ebb, baby, I'm gonna make you famous.
Ebb, baby!
You saw this picture in the paper. Now, tonight, you're appearing on the Luke Carter TV show direct from Pixley.
Isn't that the fellow who interviews all those crackpots?
Correct. And tonight, Ebb is going to be the star crackpot. Golly!
Oh, boy.
And for this exclusive appearance, they're paying us $22.40.
Ebb is not appearing on any television program.
Then would you mind washing your hands?
Yes, sir.
Why do you want him to wash his hands?
I got a whole busload of folks outside that want to shake hands with the boy who saw the flying saucer at 25 cents a shake. Well, then, folks.
Wait a minute here.
No,
what are you doing? No, wait a minute. I'm outside here. Get out. This is not the... What's going on here? Mr. Haney,
I hope you realize what you've done. You have nipped free enterprise in its bud.
What?
You've drove away all of my customers. Now I'm stuck with 400 purple dresses.
Purple dresses?
Two gross of souvenir flying saucers. A dozen green makeup kits. 40 plurtuses.
Plurtuses.
What did you do that for? You cost me a lot of money. Do you realize what my share of those purple dresses would have been?
I am not running a souvenir stand or a sideshow. This is a farm, and if you want to continue working on it, I suggest you get out there and weed those tomatoes.
That's no way to talk to a celebrity.
Ouch! Holy smoke!
Hey,
boy.
This must be where it landed, Hannah. Hey, look at the mess it made out of this. What is this, Mac?
This is corn, and nothing landed on it. This is the way it grows. What are you doing here?
Are you the fella who sold the saucer?
No. And you're trespassing. Now, please, get off of my property.
Well, somebody saw it.
Now, watch it. You're trampling the corn. Flying saucers. I'd like to meet one of those. Oh! Who are you? No, I was only kidding. I didn't mean... Hold it. No, me friend. Frangin. Driggis.
What's a Driggis?
Oh. What do you mean, coming here pointing a space gun at... Who are you?
Mr. Holmby.
Well, what are you doing here anyway?
I came to see the fellow who said he saw a flying saucer.
Look, Chester.
My father said you either got a screw loose or you've been belting the bottle.
I didn't see any flying saucer.
Your nose is kind of red.
That's from the sun. Look, if you want to, you can go and see my hired hand. He's the one who claims he saw the flying saucer.
Where is he?
Oh, he's over there in the tomato field.
Thank you.
Hey, now watch! Watch out for the corn, you bubblehead!
Excuse me, sir.
What?
Well, I'm sorry. Did you by any chance see a little kind of...
Yes, I saw him.
Did he land here in some...
No! That's a Holmby kid. He came over to see if I was drunk.
Are you the fellow who claims that he saw an object coming out of the sky?
No, that was my hired man, Ebb.
Oh, well, I'm Lieutenant Bennett, and
yes, Air Force. Yes. You know, I used to be a fighter pilot myself in the war. I remember a mission I was flying.
Sir, I am not here to write a history of the First World War.
The Second.
Well, I'm terribly sorry. What I have been trying to tell you is that I am attached to a section of the Air Force that's assigned to check out all of these UFO sightings.
No wonder our taxes are so high. Wasting all that money on foolish...
Sir, I'm afraid you'll have to take that up with the Secretary of Defense. I would just like to talk to the young man who claims that
All right, I'll call him for you.
Thank you.
Ebb?
Now, young man, tell me your story from the very beginning. And don't leave out any of the details because
Lieutenant, how do you take your coffee?
Oh, with the cream and sugar, please.
Cream and sugar. Mm-hmm. I cooked it with the cream and sugar in it. Darling, you take yours black with sugar.
Lisa.
Would you taste it, darling, and see if it is sweet enough?
Oh, fine.
And you take yours with cream and no sugar.
Yes, ma'am.
There we go. There you are. And I take mine black. Thank you.
Lisa,
Why did you make four different pots of coffee? Why didn't you just put the sugar bowl and the cream pitcher on the table?
I broke them.
You were saying, Lieutenant...
Oh, yes, I... Now, Eb, exactly...
My husband was in the Air Force, too.
Yes, he told me. Eb, when you...
His uniform didn't fit as good as yours. His was baggy in the seat.
That was my parachute. You see, Lieutenant, in those days we...
I'm sure you did. Now may I please talk to Eb? Now, Eb, when was the first time you saw this spaceship?
It was Friday night. I went to bed early because I didn't have a date. Mr. Douglas wouldn't lend me his car. And if
just tell him the story.
Well, I was sound asleep. And suddenly, I heard this strange humming sound.
You were dreaming?
No, sir. It woke me up.
Well, what did you do when you heard this humming?
I tried to hum along with it, but I didn't know the tune.
Was this humming a high-pitched tone? Or low tone?
No, it was just an ordinary humming.
Then what did you do?
Well, I looked out the window, and I saw this strange spaceship.
Well, now, can you describe it for me?
Yes, sir. It was about bleep, 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 bleep. Or maybe it was a little smaller.
Lieutenant, would you like to have some more coffee? You are black with sugar.
No, I'm sugar and cream.
Oh, you're the number two putz.
Would you say that again?
You're the number two putz.
No, he's talking to Eb.
Well, the spaceship was a dark bleep, 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 bleep. Or maybe it was a little lighter.
I'm sorry, what does this bleep, bleep mean?
Who said that?
You did.
Why would I say that?
I'm sure I don't know, but...
Please. The ship landed?
Not that time.
Well, the time it did land, there were people in it?
Yes, sir.
Now, would you describe them, please?
Yes, sir. They were about bleep, bleep, bleep. They had long bleep, bleep, bleep. Sticking out of their bleep, bleep. Big bleep, bleep, bleep. And that's about all I can tell you about them.
You haven't told the lieutenant anything. All you said was bleep, bleep, bleep.
I did? I bet I know what it is. They don't want the Air Force to know about them, so they're bleeping out my mind.
Eb, you were born with a bleeped-out mind. Lieutenant, you're wasting your...
Now, just a minute. You claim that these people from Mars are preventing you from...
I didn't say they were from Mars.
Well, where are they from?
They told me they were from bleep, 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 which is a pretty long trip.
Eb, this is beyond belief. You told us what the spaceship looked like and what the people looked like.
What did he tell you?
The spaceship looked like bleep, bleep, bleep. People looked like bleep, 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 bleep.
That's right.
Well, I think I've got all the facts that I need. I'd like to thank you folks for your time and hospitality. Goodbye.
Dingo Burvis. Nice feller.
Em, I must say you have a very inventive mind. You make up this whole wild story, and then when somebody tries to pin you down on it, you bleep your way out of it.
You were bleeping pretty good yourself.
Who was?
You was.
Oh, come on. This whole thing is a hoax.
You want to see the picture?
No, I... What picture?
The one I took of the two fellas standing in front of their ship. I'm gonna show it to the lieutenant, but...
There's nothing on here.
There was. They probably bleeped it out.
That does it. Now, come on. Let's get back to work. For 2 days, we've had this nonsense. Green men and spaceships. And that's the end of it.
Oh, darling, don't be mad at that. Maybe he really did see something.
Sure he did.
This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.